Oddball, enigmatic, outsider artists whose work invokes dreamscapes and feelings of alienation, nostalgia, melancholy, existential unease, and yearning. Join me on Fridays at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM.
It is Sherry and Terry, and welcome to 30 Years of Nonsense.
Yeah, welcome, everybody. I'm glad we're here.
I'm also very glad we're here.
All right, well, let's get our show rolling, because we got a lot of stuff to cover today.
We do. So I picked the theme, and I thought I would share with everyone that we're excited, because tonight we're going to do one of the films at the Kingston Film Fest, and we're going to see Biff Naked, who I believe is here. So there is a conversation with her happening as well. I'm going to say, full disclosure, I don't know too much about her or her music, but I did do a little bit of homework and listened a little bit. A friend of ours bought the tickets a few months ago and said that they were interested, and we are always up for a good adventure. But I know, Terry, you're more familiar, so do you have an opinion and anything you're particularly excited about hearing her talk about tonight?
So I want to hear about her life story. So she was actually born in New Delhi. She's born in June 71.
Okay.
So I'm born in March 71, so we're both 54.
Oh, great.
Right? You know?
71 buddies.
Yeah, we're 71 buddies. She's a Canadian singer, so she moved here. She was originally known, well, her name is actually Beth Torbay.
Oh, it's not Biff Naked?
No, it's not Biff Naked. Okay. Professionally known as Biff Naked. But she is one of Canada's top selling artists of all time.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and I love her music. She's back. She's, for me, she's a 90s girl. So okay. She does.
Well, like, if she's 51 now, you are, but she definitely is a 90s girl.
So Spaceman, which reached number one on the Canadian Billboard charts, that was like a 94 song, I think. But for me, it's just amazing music from that era. And I say to people, oh, you know, I'm going to see Biff Naked. And they're like, who's Biff Naked? And then I go, Spaceman. And they go, oh, I know that.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of funny that people, they don't associate the name, because it is a little unusual name. So I want to, hopefully she'll talk about where she actually got that name.
I'm very curious. So if there is a Q&A, I might be that woman who puts up my hand and says, what's the origin story behind your name?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I'm sure it's covered.
Yeah.
Because it's so unique.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, although, sorry, I'm just going to interrupt for a second and share with everyone, funny little thing, in our friend group chat that's going to the event tonight, autocorrect keeps autocorrecting it to Big Naked, which is a completely different event than Biff Naked. So we're having lots of chuckles going on in our group chat because it keeps correcting, and some of our friends are sending, oh, I can't wait for Big Naked tonight. We're like, no, we're not doing that. Different thing. We're going to go to Biff Naked with an F on the end of that.
Yeah, I mean, so her music's been in Buffy the Vampire Slayer. It's been in American Psycho 2. So she's really got like a lot of great songs that have been featured in some really big shows.
Okay.
I mean, Buffy was huge, right? It was a great series. So she was featured throughout that series. So, I'm super looking forward, super,
use your words.
Forward, super looking to this show.
You're very much
show.
Looking forward yeah. to this evening.
I really
That's
am.
That's a sentence.
Yeah, it is. All right. And I know I've told a few people and they've gone out and got tickets as well. So there's quite a few people that I know that's going to
I
the
show.
I think
it's sold out. I was on
oh,
the
yeah, I bet
Kingston
it is.
Film Fest website last night because the theme for the folks is of the show today is the Kingston Film Fest. We divert a little bit at the end because I tried to pick songs that were either being featured in the film festival or kind of a but there's like a hockey song that's it. There's a couple of hockey movies in the film festival. So I was staying on theme, but towards the end, it's a little loose.
Oh, okay.
It's just like big.
I was wondering where these all came from.
Well, you were busy fixing the third leak in our basement.
Don't bring that up. It's crazy.
I know. So a PSA we'll give everybody, please check your basements. If you own a home, check your basement. That is our public service.
Even if you're rent a home, geez, yeah, or just in a home.
If you're in a physical building, check the basement because with all the crazy snow, it's going to turn into crazy melt and that crazy melt has to go somewhere and currently it's going three times into our basement.
It's cleaned up now.
Which is why I did the music last night while you were running around trying to fix the leaking.
Yeah, well, anyway, let's stop talking about that. Let's talk about
Jeff Naked.
Putting on song. Here we go. And this is a great song. I did not play Spaceman, or we're not playing Spaceman. You didn't even pick it. So
I picked two. Are you going to play them back to back just so we feature a good bit of Biff Naked?
Sure, let's do that. Let's. Okay. I Love Myself Today and then Tango Shoes.
Okay, let's
All
listen.
Right, here we go.
Doll in pieces as I took the fall for you. You don't chomp, you left me free falling like space junk, burning up in the atmosphere of life. Well, I sound like a philosopher, but I'm a fool, soft a rocker, as I let you in my heart that one last time. I had enough, made up my mind. I'm gonna get up. In a big red truck, but you're out of luck this time. Well, that's tough, cause I'm on fire, too hot to touch. With a chat room full of lovers on the line. Gonna step right up, spit shine my soul. I'm gonna be proud and loud and out of control. We'll be right back. we're together. I am alone. I dawdle down the street, shuffle my feet, don't wanna go home. There's an antique store. I go inside. All I've got on me is only 20 bucks and my pride. That's when I see them. My new tango shoes, they are my treasure. They are so cool. My new tango shoes, they are my ticket to lose. My new tango shoes, they're gonna help me dance with all of you. My new tango shoes, like Cinderella.
My name is Genevieve, and I'll be hosting Peace, Love, and Jenny on CFRC 101.9 FM on Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. We'll be exploring everything from pop and soul to funk, jazz, and even a touch of hip-hop. Music that spans decades but all connects through good vibes, peace and love, and of course, a little bit of me, Jenny. See you there!
Jenny sounds nice.
She sounds cute. I like
she
that.
She sounds nice.
I think she sounded very happy and joyful, and I would like to listen to Jenny on Saturday night and see what she's doing.
Peace, love, and Jenny.
Absolutely.
All right. So, did you like it? We've been talking. So, And I guess you'd figured out why we kept saying about tango shoes
no,
in the chat.
No, you told me.
Yeah.
So again, I'm following along with our friend group chat while I'm trying to work.
Yeah.
And they were making some jokes about tango shoes, and I didn't understand the jokes, but I was trying to focus on my job. And so I didn't chime in. And then you said to me when you played that song, oh, so you do now understand why we were making jokes about tango shoes. And I said yes, but you did have to point it out to me.
I don't know, but what's funny is I changed the song last night from, you had a different song in there, you had Jim in there, but I switched it out to Tango Shoes because it's a fun little poppy song, and I thought, we'll leave that in there because I think that works much better than the other one.
I knew for a fact you couldn't leave the music alone. Even when I was sitting in the kitchen doing it, I thought, I'm carefully curating this playlist for tomorrow, and I guarantee you're still going to change something because you have to have your fingerprints on it.
So it's funny. I was going to change a couple of the other songs too, and then I was like, I don't know what they mean in relation because you hadn't given me the email.
I did send you an email. You just haven't read
later.
It. I know.
So
it's
I was
funny
like,
though, when we reside in the same household and we still have to communicate via email.
Yeah. Well, it's better than texting each other, I guess.
That's true. But we also are still people who like paper. Mm-hmm. And so, interesting, we both printed the email so we'd have our notes with us so that we would both remember exactly what we wanted to reference
Absolutely.
As to why I pulled this theme together. And again, it's a generous
theme. Well, I get the Kingston Film Festival. No problem.
Right. It's a theme. So do you want to move on to the next one?
Well, yeah, let's go on to it. So we've got Hotline Bling, right?
Right, and you asked me how I got to that.
I'm like, how do you get to Drake from the movie film festival? But it's whatever it takes.
So there is a Degrassi documentary being filmed on Saturday at the Kingston Film Festival.
So it's being featured.
Featured.
Yeah,
the
it's not being
Film
filmed.
Festival.
It's being featured.
And I thought that was interesting. And the segue in my brain was, I know that Drake didn't sing in Degrassi, but he's most famous for being from Degrassi, which made me think I needed to pick a song that was relevant. So I picked a Drake song.
Yeah, and I always laugh.
And this
laugh.
Is honestly one of the only ones I know because I'm not a huge Drake gal.
Okay, well, I laugh because it's like we started from, like one of his songs, we started from the bottom. I'm like, no, you didn't.
Right. You started from Degrassi.
Yeah, which was not the bottom. So anyway, Hotline Bling's a great song. There's tons. He's got One Dance with Wiz Khalifa. He's just got a really nice, just great group. Like, I'm having a tough time with my words today.
I'm having a great collection of music.
He does. He has a really
You're
nice
welcome.
Collection of music. Thanks. That spans all different genres of music as well. So everything, a little bit of dance. He's got some R&B in there and some hip hop, obviously. But everything. I mean, I really like this. But anyway, we'll go with Hotline Bling here.
Okay,
so.
That was why I picked it.
Okay, cool.
You used to call me on my. You used to. Yeah. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself now. Everybody knows and I feel left out. Girl, you got me down, you got me stressed out. Cause ever since I left the city, you started wearing less and going out more. Glasses of champagne out on the dance floor. Hanging with some girls I never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you and me, we just don't get along. You make me feel like I did you wrong. Going places where you don't belong. Ever since I left the city, you got exactly what you asked for. Running out of pages in your passport. Hanging with some girls I've never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone.
Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. These days, all I do is wonder if you're bending over backwards for someone else. Wonder if you're rolling up a backwards for someone else. Doing things I taught you, getting nasty for someone else. You don't need no one else, you don't need nobody else, no. Why you never alone? Why you always touching roll? Used to always stay at home, be a good girl, you was in the zone. Yeah. You should just be yourself. Right now you're someone else. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean thing. Ever since I left the city,
all right, that was good. A little hotline bling. Right? So far, we've just got Canadian. Well, we got Tom Cochran in there. We got
Biff Naked. Oh, there's a lot of content that's Canadian this week. Yeah. We're getting lots of points.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm like, what's going on here? Well, it's all Canadian.
It is Canadian. I'm a very patriotic, proud Canadian. Also, that kind of gives us a segue into the next portion. Actually, we're going to just play the good old hockey game song, but there's a couple of reasons for that. So, number one, in honor of the Canadian silver medal win at the Olympics in hockey.
Yeah.
So, yay, go Canada. That's amazing. I'm always happy when Canada wins anything, so that's good. And then in the film festival, there are actually two hockey-related movies. So, Team of the Century is being played on Saturday, and Young Blood was actually played at the opening night. And so there's a lot of hockey, and obviously it's Canada, so there's a lot of hockey going on. And this one is just kind of a fun, silly track, but that was why I picked just the good old hockey game.
Do you know what Young Blood's about?
No.
Okay, I'm going to look it up because I remember hearing about this movie.
Yep.
So I'm going to look it up while we're during the break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about it a little bit as well.
And you'll tell everybody else?
Yeah, I'll tell everybody else. But yeah, we're not going to play the Stompin' Tom version. We're going to play a version called, what's the hockey song? But it's a version by the Ice Warriors. So.
It sounds like the version that I've heard before. So
yeah, it's not.
Let's go with it.
But we'll go with it. All right, here we go.
We're on the air, it's hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps, and the players bump, and the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby scores at the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Second period, where players dash with skates aflash, the home team trails behind, but they grab the puck and go bursting up, and they're down across the line. They storm the crease like bumblebees, they travel like a burning flame. We see them slide the puck inside, it's a 1-1 hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name, and the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Third period, last game of the playoffs too. Oh, take me where the hockey players face off down the brink, and the Stanley Cup is all filled up from the champs who win the drink. Now the final flick of a hockey stick and the one gigantic scream. The puck is in, the home team wins the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best
best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game.
Did you know that alcohol is a leading risk factor for disease, disability, and premature death in Canada? Did you know tips and tricks to limit alcohol use, especially during adult social gatherings? The province of Ontario recommends adults who use alcohol to drink slowly and consume lots of water, to eat before and while they are drinking, and to choose alcohol-free beverages and activities. Learn more about your health and the safe use of alcohol by visiting publichealthontario.ca.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
What she said.
Yeah.
Please drink responsibly.
So I knew the movie. The Young Blood's an old movie. It's just a remake of it. So it's basically, it follows the life of a Detroit prodigy. So a Detroit Red Wing hockey player prodigy is trying to make his way into the NHL. Okay. So it's his clash of the culture, his ego, the whole thing. So it's an interesting movie. I've seen the original.
I'm sure I've seen it.
Yeah, I've seen the original. So I'd be interesting to see how this one plays out. It says that it comes out, was at TIFF as well. So yeah, it'll be a great movie. I love that. That's fantastic. I love when, they put together a really good remake of the same movie. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And a different spin is always interesting.
Yeah. And I got to say that cover of Stomping Tom's The Hockey Game was pretty good. I was pretty impressed.
It was good.
Yeah. And if you didn't know any better, you would almost think it was like him as a younger person, but it's not him at all.
It was very good.
But yeah,
good.
It was pretty good. I quite enjoyed it. So.
Okay. I'm glad you're happy.
Yeah, I'm always happy.
Okay.
All right, so let's talk about this next band.
So one of our favorite Canadian bands.
Yes, I'd say in my top five for sure.
Okay.
So Great Big Sea.
Yep.
And there's a movie, Little Lorraine.
Yes.
From Cape Breton.
It is from Cape Breton. And simply put, Cape Breton reminds me of Great Big Sea. And that is why I picked it. You were also out there this week.
I was in Cape Breton.
Literally.
Yesterday.
Nope, right? Day before.
When did I arrive?
I
arrived at 1:30 in the morning yesterday.
Okay.
So I came home from Cape Breton. I left on Tuesday morning at 9 a.m.
Okay.
And I arrived here at 1:30 a.m. on Wednesday morning. I drove straight through.
You did? It's a long drive.
It is.
Fortunately, you avoided all the winter weather and you got home safely.
Yeah, it's crazy. I actually beat both sides of the weather. So I got out after the first storm and then got beat the second storm that came through. So, yeah, because it snowed quite a bit yesterday as well.
Right. So, yeah,
snow
we're happy
cloud
that you're
came.
Home safe and sound.
Yeah.
And I knew you'd be home for Thursday.
Oh, absolutely.
I say, there's no way you're not going to be home for Thursday.
Yeah,
for
I can't
radio,
miss the show, and I can't miss Biff Naked. So I was like, yeah, I'll be home. Don't
I know,
you worry.
You were very motivated. So we picked just a regular old, good old-fashioned Great Big Sea song about the hard life on the sea and the Cape Bretoners and what they... how hard they work and what they go through in terms of hardships and whatnot, because this is kind of an eerie song that I really appreciate, and it was on theme for me. So let's go ahead and play some Great Big Sea, and then we'll come back and talk about the weekend wrap-up.
Sounds good.
And it's go, boys, go. They'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, your 2 days nearer death. But you go. Well, I process man and boy, and I'm telling you no lie. I work and breathe among the fumes that trail across the sky. There's thunder all around me, and there's poison in the air. There's a lousy smell that smacks of hell and dust all in the air. And it's go, boys, go. They'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, your 2 days nearer death. But you go. Well, I've worked among the spinners and I breathe the oily smoke. I've shoveled up the gypsum and it nigh on made you choke. I've stood knee deep in cyanide, got sick with a caustic burn. Been working a rough fight scene enough to make your stomach turn. And it's go, boys, go. They'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, your 2 days nearer death. But you go. There's overtime and bonus opportunities galore. Hey, young men like their money and they all come back for more. But soon you're knocking on and you look older than you should. For every
every bob made on the job, you pay with flesh and blood. And it's go, boys, go. They'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, your 2 days there or death. But you go. Well, I process man of mine, and I'm telling you no lie. I work and breathe among the fumes that trail across the sky. There's thunder all around me, and there's poison in the air. There's a lousy smell that smacks of hell and dust all in me hair. And it's go, boys, go. They'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, your 2 days there or death. And it's go, boys, go. They'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, your 2 days there or death. But you go.
I could listen to them all day.
I know, isn't that great?
Yeah, so this movie that's featured at the film festival, it's called Little Lorraine. And again, it's so funny because I don't typically pay attention to all the other movies that are coming out, but for whatever reason, when TIFF announces that they're premiering stuff and it's Canadian stuff, I tend to have a look. And I did look at this Little Lorraine because I was trying to figure out if it was based on a real movie or not, because when I was out there, I was talking to somebody and they were telling me that there is a problem with drug smuggling right now off the coast, and this movie is based on international drug smuggling in a small town called Little Lorraine off the coast of Cape Breton. So I still don't know if it's literally about or believed to be true or not, or based on a true story, but yeah, it'll be really good. So,
well, if you weren't uber busy on Friday and Saturday, we could go see it, but we are fully booked for the weekend.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
You want to take the segue and then do our weekend wrap up?
Yeah. Well, let's, this weekend is chaos. Okay. I mean, so tonight we're doing this. Tomorrow we're at, tonight, then we're going to Biff Naked and we're dinner, then Biff Naked. Tomorrow night we have our trivia show as normal on Friday night. So from 7 to 11. We're going to be at Wild Wings as usual. And I told everybody that was listening or at the show last week, we're going to go back to decades for this week. And so we're going to do 60s, 70s in round one, 80s, and these are not in any particular order. These are just the rounds I'm saying the mass. So 60s, 70s will be around, 80s will be around, 90s alternative, and no Soundgarden. I heard you, Corey. You don't want any Soundgarden, so I'm going to just throw it out there, mister. There'll be no Soundgarden. And then I'm going to do 2000s to 2025. Our 2.5 round is going to be called Rollin' Rollin'. I've just been in the car for like almost 40 hours continuously over a four-day period. So you can guess what Rollin' Rollin's about, but I will put that out on in our chats so everybody can remember, but it's pretty straightforward. So decades, and then Rollin' Rollin's are 2.5.
Sounds to me like car trip songs.
Yeah, it might be.
Kind of car trip songs.
Yeah, we'll see. There's actually a song called Rollin' Rollin' by Limp Bizkit. So, and then that's that. And then Friday, obviously, at midnight till 2 a.m., I'm going to be in studio here live playing my regular nonsense Into the Darkness. So it's going to be great. And I've got some exciting news, but I won't bring it out till I get all the paperwork get signed and everything's done. So
news until
I can't.
Official.
So until it's official. But I really want to. But I won't. And then Saturday morning, we're getting up early. We have Toastmasters breakfast. There's a big social breakfast at 9 a.m. at Exquise. So if you're interested in Toastmas, no, I'm just kidding. No. Just we're
you
doing
be.
That. You
it's
could.
Good for
you can come
skills.
By. It's amazing. But I'm saying you can't come to my breakfast. And then so we have that from 9 to 10. And then at 10 o'clock, we're going to go set up because we have the Italian Center.
Italo-Canadian Club open house event.
And that's from 11 till 3.
Yes.
All right. But while that's going on, so I'm going to be there from 11 to about 12:30.
Okay.
And then I have an event from 1 to 3 at the Lofanale.
Hurling club.
Yeah, for the hurling.
We're like literally try and follow the bouncing ball,
it's
folks.
Crazy.
Because we can't follow the bouncing ball.
So from 1 to 3, there's information and sign up for hurling and Gaelic football, and that's at the Lofanale. You can check out my Facebook. It's got a whole post on it. It's going to be great. It's going to be a great season. As soon as the weather clears up, we're going to start training and getting playing.
And you're always looking for new players?
We are.
Do you have to have any skill level?
No, you just got to really want to have a good time, and it's really a good time.
Okay.
I, you know, being from Ireland, you'd think that I played hurling and Irish rules football. I played neither. I came here and I played soccer and I played baseball.
Well, you came young.
So. Right. So, and then right after that, we're going
to just go back to the Italo Club open house for a second. I don't think we really covered what that is.
All right.
So as people know, the Italian Canadian Club of Kingston is on Italo Drive, and they are a wedding venue primarily and an event space, which is fantastic. Ashley runs the place and she is great. She is a firecracker and her hands in a lot of things. They are doing essentially an open house this Saturday so that if you are a couple potentially getting married or somebody who's looking for an event space, you're able to come and see the space. I believe there are some tastings and there's some sample table setups, and a few of their preferred vendors have been asked to be there as well. So Terry will be there representing Stage One Sound because he's the best DJ in town. And I will be there because you need to figure out where you're going to live your happily ever after you get married. And then there's a few other people who are going to be there as well. So pretty low key and no pressure, but just a lot of good providers of, I'm going to say not entertainment, but that industry. So if you're in the wedding market or the banquet industry looking for some space, please come by the Italian Club on Saturday afternoon. We are there from 11 to 3. I am going to be manning both booths from 1 to 3 while Terry's at his hurling registration. So I will also be talking to you about all your DJ needs. I have done enough trade shows with Terry and been with him to enough weddings that I can do it adequate. Do justice. And if there gets to be anything too technical about lights or fog machines, then I will set up a call with you.
Yeah, you can always defer to me for
later in the week.
And then
We're going to jump in the car and drive to Belleville.
We are, because we're going to Lady Brazen Studios for an art show.
I'm so excited about this. Her stuff is beautiful.
So, and here's what I'll tell you. So you can just Google Lady Brazen, and it's Lady, and then the last name is B-R-A-Z-E-N Studios. And her artwork is the coolest.
It is very cool.
I'm very excited. I'm hoping.
I'm afraid we're going to come home with a piece.
Oh, I'm not afraid.
Because you're not the kind of person who can go places and not buy things.
Well, I want to curate a piece that has something to do with everything that we do.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, so we'll see if we can get her to build something
for us. Custom pieces, yeah, not like inexpensive, though.
No, I know, but we'll just...
Her work is beautiful. So she is part of AWAC, which is the All Women's Entrepreneur Circuit, I want to say. I never 100% get that right. That's where I met her and was introduced to her work. She does... I was just taken aback by how stunning her work was. And now we have been invited to the launch of her art display, which is in Belleville and will be for the next month. But this is opening day that we've been invited to. So we're very excited to go do that. And then after we do that, we're going to zip back to Kingston and get together with some friends. And although you told me you're going to work all day Sunday, I haven't told you yet what I have planned for potentially us on Sunday. So you know, and you want to be there. Somebody who purchased a home from me needs to do their final walkthrough on Sunday. And it's that house where the lady baked you cake.
Oh, I like that lady.
I know. You're going to want to go because there was cake.
Yeah, yeah.
That lovely, that was a fantastic house, number one. And number two, that lady made us lovely cake.
Yeah, I'm just looking through some of the stuff here from Lady Brazen, and there's actually one already done with an album on it, but it looks like somebody already bought it. So I'm not happy about that. But we will literally find a piece, I'm sure. We'll get her to curate a piece.
I'll probably post something so people see what it is, but highly recommend take a look at ladybrazenstudios.ca. She's got incredible artwork.
Yeah.
So we're basically on a marathon from now until at least maybe Sunday morning. We can sleep in for a minute, but then we have to go to North of Brockville. Well, remember, that's where that walkthrough is north of Brockville.
It's a great place. It is cool. All right, so...
let's get back to some music.
Yeah, let's get back to some music.
So here's where I did a pivot, because I was running out of songs that were directly related to the film festival, but I wanted to stay on theme with films. And so the next one, Simple and Silly, I just picked Girls on Film.
Oh, okay. I was wondering where that came from. So, all right, here we go. On theme, a little Duran Duran, Girls on Film.
Turning as the lights flashing out, it's so bright.
one of my guilty pleasure bands for sure. Yeah. I love them. You can listen to all the different songs by them, Rio. And
you can always listen to Duran Duran. Nobody ever complains about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
you like the next one, though.
I do like the next one. I like the next band. I also like the movie it's from. So it's great that you picked a movie that was a Canadian movie, another Canadian movie, and a Canadian band.
I'm still on my loose thread of, okay, I'm running out of things to talk about on this theme, but maybe tell me some great songs from great Canadian movies. So we're still in Canadian movies, and then I would love to get some Canadian bands. So this was a great movie, and they played some hip in it. And of course, it's Kingston, so you can always play the Tragically Hip and get bonus points for that. So I picked this, and it's from the movie One Week that you seem to remember.
I do, and I remember this movie because I remember it was, again, featured at TIFF. So it came out in September 2008. It was a featured movie at the TIFF Toronto Film Festival. And it's basically, it's Joshua Jackson, right? You guys know him, Pacey.
From Dawson's Creek,
and unfortunately the other guy died. But anyway, from Dawson's Creek, and he's diagnosed with cancer.
Yes, he gets the girl now.
Right? So, geez, sure.
Sorry.
He's diagnosed with cancer, and I remember he has this kind of life decision. What am I going to do? I need treatment intermittently, or do I do what I've always wanted to do? And he decides to do the latter. He doesn't go for the treatment. He literally gets on his motorcycle and he drives across the country. So he starts this motorcycle trip in Toronto and he meets all the different people along the way. And the cinematography in this movie, I didn't lose that word.
That's good. I'm giving you points for that.
Yeah. So the cinematography in the movie is amazing.
I'd like to watch it, actually. Yeah, we should look it up if it's on a streaming service.
It is. I loved it. It was great. I actually watched it. I think it was either on Netflix or Prime or whatever, but I watched it originally back when it came out, and I thought it was a fantastic movie. I think Joshua Jackson's a fantastic actor.
He's great.
I like
him in anything.
Yeah. All the different...
He was in that one that was about frats, right?
The Skulls.
Yeah, that's one of our favorite movies.
I knew you were going to say that.
That's a really good
movie. So...
My other thought in there was, do you remember when I went to TIFF? I've only gone once. And I went, it was a work event that we were taking some clients to. I don't remember what the name of the movie was, but the movie that I saw screened was with Ben Affleck. And he barely spoke. Like, it was one of those very artistic, dramatic movies where there was very little script. I didn't love it, but I enjoyed going to the TIFF experience. And then at the end, actually, the actors came out on stage, including Ben Affleck. So they were talking to him about having such a limited speaking role as the lead character and how you do that. Because it's all like body movement and body language and facial movement and expression, which is almost harder than just talking.
Yeah, I was going to say, sometimes you can just be in a room and your presence in the room, you don't have to say anything.
I know.
Right? You know the presence in the room.
So absolutely.
It's pretty wild. But this here, I got to tell you, this movie, if you guys get a chance to see it, it's called One Week. And you can just type in One Week 2008 film, it'll pop up. It is a fantastic movie. It's well worth the watch. I mean, I love the little stories that develop throughout the movie as well.
If I did see it, I'd like to see it again because it's not in my memory.
I guarantee you haven't seen it.
I feel like I might have watched it. That's okay. Why don't we go ahead and play the song? So the movie Ahead by a Century, obviously by the Tragically Hip, is featured in this movie. And that is how we got here.
All right.
To our thoughts, illusions of someday, cast in a golden light, no dress rehearsal, this is our life. You are ahead by a century.
disappointing.
Love me a good hip. Really good. All right. It's so funny. I was just, we were looking up all the different songs that we're going to be playing here, or finishing off with. And it's so funny that you picked Bad to the Bone. And I literally went, well, what's this from? And you went, oh, it's from the movie Men with Brooms. And I'm like, I've seen this movie too.
You've seen most movies.
Yeah, I have.
You do like movies.
I do love a good movie. But this is a funny little movie because it's a 2002 movie, and it's a Canadian romantic comedy about curling. And coincidentally, members of the Tragically Hip actually appear in a cameo in the movie as well, because they're representing one of the rinks that involved in curling. Okay. For the Brier. Mm-hmm. So, and we've had the Brier here in Kingston before as well. So it's just really funny. I mean, and I was listening on the way actually into work today about the one of the guys from the Canadian curling team were on, and they were talking. There was a whole bunch of controversy that he touched the stone, or he slid his finger off the stone as he let it go, as it was on the ice, and it didn't pass the hash mark. And there was one of the teams that he was playing were arguing that he had done this, and apparently it's not a problem in regular Canadian curling. It happens all the time. And then they had to, you know, the Olympics were like, had their officials out on the ice, and they were watching every to make sure they didn't touch the stone. There was crazy controversy over it. But
I don't know anything about curling.
But the Canadian team won a gold medal. The Canadian men's won a gold, and I think the ladies won a bronze in curling.
Great.
Which is fantastic.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, and they were talking about the team and how things are really going well, and they've just, it's the best team that they've had out there in a really long time. They were gelling really, really good. So, and they were like, oh, there's music from the Tragically Hip in this movie too. But we're not playing that. We're actually going to play.
We're going to play Bad to the Bone because it's fun.
Yeah. So
you also pointed out to me this is our first song that's not a Canadian artist. So I blew our 100%.
Oh, no,
right.
No. Sorry. Girls on Film. Duran.
Oh, yeah.
Duran.
Sorry. You're right. I'm only now at like 80% or something.
So that's just great. And then we talk a lot, and that's Canadian content. So.
It sure is.
We jabber a lot. So we got a little George Thorogood and the Destroyers with a little Bad to the Bone here. So we're getting close to the end here, though.
In wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, leave this one alone. She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone. I made you. I'll break a thousand more, baby, before I am through. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. Woman beg, and I make a good woman steal. I make an old woman blush, and I make a young girl squeal.
wanna be yours, pretty baby. Yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone.
Gotta love how you get to where you get in your movies and how you decide on your songs.
That's okay. That's what's going on in my head. Lots of nonsense.
It is. It's crazy. So it's not just my 30 years of nonsense. It's yours as well.
Yes, absolutely. I would say, though, that mine eventually has a theme and a logical string, and we were just talking about how yours does not.
Oh, no, not at all. Like, right? I can, yeah.
Even on the way here, we were talking a little bit about some self-discipline.
Oh, I have none.
And you're like, have you figured that out in 31 years? That
there's,
you know,
no,
you might say something like, "I'm not going to eat potato chips when I watch TV at night," and then the next thing you do, you walk in the kitchen and get the potato chips or something. That wasn't the example we were discussing.
No. Yeah, absolutely. But it's funny because my diversion to that will be, well, I didn't eat them while I was watching TV. I just stood in the kitchen, ate them, and they came back in. That's
okay,
my workaround.
Oh, okay.
So let's talk about this next movie because we're literally
running
short.
This is fun, actually. We're doing a little memory lane.
Yeah, we're doing memory lane here. So this is, we're going to play Bohemian Rhapsody, and we're only going to play about 2 minutes of it, honestly. But it's featured in Wayne's World,
right?
And that's where you got it. So, which is a great comedy film
from
Mike Myers and Dana Carvey, and it's basically it's an SNL sketch, right?
Mm.
So, it's a 1992 American comedy film, and it's really, really funny. And it's basically them hosting a show in their basement, in Wayne's basement, his parents' basement, and they become very famous throughout it. And Dana Carvey, we're just looking it up, he's 70 years old.
Yeah, good for
him.
He's
fantastic.
He's still doing his thing. So Mike Myers. He keeps
62.
Showing up on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Wasn't he playing Elon or something?
Yeah, he was doing Elon Musk.
He was pretty
funny with that. But yeah, Dana Carvey. I mean, there's cameos in this by Chris Farley. Unfortunately, he's passed. Ed O'Neill, Iona Sky, Meatloaf, Robert Patrick, and Alice Cooper. I don't remember if you remember Alice Cooper's in a concert. There's a concert in Milwaukee, right?
That, yes.
So many great little snippets from this movie. It's fantastic.
Well, just the one fact I don't want to neglect to say is that you pointed out to me that it is the highest grossing movie of all time to come from an SNL skit.
Yeah, so it's the high. Yeah, it's the highest grossing SNL skit movie ever.
That's what I said.
Right? Yeah, but it's also, it was the, no, no, but you forgot to add, it was the 10th highest grossing movie in 1992.
Which is sad for 1992.
Well, no, it's such a funny movie. I mean, back in the day, it was just, you know, it was great. Just
all right,
great.
Let's get to a bit of the song because we're talking too much.
Yeah.
If we don't come back and say goodbye, folks, everybody have a fantastic weekend.
Stay frosty.
Don't.
No, do.
Have
do,
a good
do.
Weekend.
All right, bye-bye.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see.